Welcome to the Lab Up Leaders series, a showcase of global change agents and experts in healthcare and laboratory management. Here's your host, Lab Up Global Founder, Robert Farias.
We'd like to welcome Oscar Mano to the Lab Up Global Leaders podcast. Oscar, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Robert. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Oscar, we invited you to join us specifically to give us a bit of an understanding of the student perspective and to understand what the future of the medical lab profession holds from Zimbabwe. So can you just begin by giving us a bit of an introduction on yourself and your personal rationale of why you wanted to get into the medical lab science field?
All right. Thank you very much for the opportunity, Robert. I am Oscar Mano, as Robert has said, the viewers are out there. I'm a third-year medical laboratory science student at the University of Zimbabwe. I'm currently on attachment, and I'm working at a laboratory called CIMES Medical Labs. So I joined the program on the backdrop of some unfortunate personal circumstances. But what I was sure of was that I wanted to pursue a course in health sciences so that I can have an impact in patient care and most importantly, public health. So a lot of programs then naturally spring to mind. However, I feel that I am a learner who does best when I am in an environment where my peers, my colleagues are people that I have social connections with. So you notice that most of the programs in the health sciences field, they have very large numbers. So that automatically became a disqualifying feature for me. I wanted to have a family for a classroom, for classmates rather. So that's then how I ended up choosing medical laboratory sciences. And that's how I got into the program as well. So at the beginning of my academic journey, I was a bit uncertain if I had made the right choice and all of that. But over the last few years, I've grown to love it very much. And through the guidances and experiences of others as well, I've come to be very certain that I made the right decision and I'm in the right field. I would not trade this for literally anything else.
Good to know. Oscar, let's give us a bit of an understanding of the organization you represent as president.
All right. So I am the president of an association of students, which is called the Zimbabwe Association of Medical Laboratory Science Students. So this is basically an association which consists of all members, the students who are studying medical laboratory sciences in Zimbabwe across the whole country. So its roots go back to the early 2000s thereabout, but a formal enactment of this association was done in 2014. So whenever there's a group of people, you know, there's always that need for recognition, for a committee, for representation of some sort. So you notice that even back then, when it wasn't necessarily a very formal thing, the people who were the leaders of the association back then, their job was basically to just represent the students who were studying the program and, you know, stand up for their interests and all of that. So after the formal enactment in 2014 with the drafting of the constitutions, there's the signing up of the plans and all of that, it then just became a formal body, which then just gets passed on as new students come in, others graduate, and life goes on just like that. So we are a body, as I said, of students, and we represent the members who are the students studying the program in the country. So at the current moment, Zimbabwe has two universities which are offering medical laboratory sciences as a degree. We have the University of Zimbabwe and we have Africa University. So our membership is basically consists of students from those two schools who come up together to then form the association, and our leadership is always great, comes from both those two schools. So that's basically, I'd say, a brief overview of ZAMLES as an association. We call it ZAMLES as a shortened version of the whole name.
Thank you, Oscar. And so just to be clear then, the membership consists specifically of degree holders or people, sorry, not degree holders, people working towards their degrees. It does not factor in people who are, for example, looking at diplomas or lab medical technologists. It's specifically for scientists.
Yes, the association is for scientists. Those who are pursuing the technological studies are not to their own association, which we link with here and there, but ours, ZAMLIS, is specifically for those pursuing a medical laboratory sciences degree.
Great, okay. And is there a connection between yourself and the Association for Professionals in the country?
Yes, we have the Zimbabwe Association of Medical Laboratory and Clinical Scientists, shortened to ZAMLAX, which is basically the association of the professionals, those who have completed their degrees. And we are affiliated to them, so to say. So we form a branch of ZAMLAX as an adult association. So our president sits in their meetings as well, representing the interests of the students. They support us with operational support as well as funding for some of our programs, and they more or less provide us with the connections and the links that we may need to if we need to execute any of our programs. Some of their programs as well, we may be invited if it doesn't clash with any of our events. And whenever we begin the year, we also send our plans, our activities along to them as well. They discuss them and they see how they can support us as the professionals. And they also play a very major role in assisting us as a student's body. We also have very good relationships, with the regulatory body in Zimbabwe. It's called the Medical Laboratory and Clinical Scientists Council of Zimbabwe. So these are the This is the government body which regulates the profession in the country, and they also recognize us as an association, our leadership, and we are always in constant communication with them as well with regards to issues of support of our programs. We also do, when we are doing registration, instead of all of our students having to go to the council offices to do their registration and personnel of that, we sometimes just facilitate it as a whole, as an association. So we also have a good relationship with them, and we enjoy a lot of support from the body as a regulatory authority in the country. And we are also recognized by the Health Professionals Association, which is an allied professional, Health Professionals Association that is also in the country as well. So it may not necessarily have a specific regulatory oversight over scientists in general, but it sort of like oversees the allied professions which are in the health field but are not medicine. So there is going to be your pharmacy, your radiography, your medical lab sciences, your optometry, audiology, etc. So those are the kind of professional bodies which we have good working relations with. We also have relations with other health students associations. So we have links and very good relations with ZIMSA, which is the Zimbabwe Medical Student Association. We are also linked with ZIPSA, which is the Zimbabwe Pharmaceutical Student Association. And we also have a connection with the nurses as well. So sometimes we invite them to our programs as relevant, and they also do the same to us. We are always in constant communication as the leadership to see if we can sometimes plan programs which are going to be cutting across the board of the whole student fraternity, medical student fraternity in the country as well. So I would say that those are the organization, the key organization that we mainly interact with, in addition, of course, to the labs and other organizations and companies which also support us with our programs from time to time.
Great, no, that's great, thank you. Thank you for explaining that. And Oscar, so from an implication, I'm just curious on your perspective of the future of the field in Zimbabwe. So naturally, I think many of us and people who've heard earlier episodes of the podcast have heard that there was some natural challenges that had been in place for a few decades as it relates to a brain drain in Zimbabwe. And certainly a lot of very good, talented people are now running many programs in many countries. As a result of people leaving Zimbabwe and then the the value and the deep knowledge that people had made them very, very high level on recruits for overseas opportunities. Can you explain to us what the future looks like from the perspective of a student? So obviously, you know, you're in your rotation right now, getting some experience. Can you give us sort of the pros and cons of what the profession looks like over the next few years for you?
All right, so I would say that as a general overview, in a nutshell, the opportunities seem pretty good in Zimbabwe at the moment. I say that because, number one, we have various labs that are now there either in the government sector or in the private sector as well, which have opened up, which means that opportunities for employment are really good. We are always seeing that labs are trying to recruit more people, are trying to get people. So I would say that the job outlook is quite promising, and I do not see that changing anytime soon, because it really seems like the two schools which are producing medical laboratory scientists at the moment in Zimbabwe, almost all of their output in each year is quickly absorbed by the industry. So it doesn't seem like there's going to be an overload of professionals in the coming future. The second reason why I believe the opportunities are good is that there is diversity in what you can do. As probably the listeners know, the field, medical laboratory sciences field, is quite broad. We are going to have maybe some people want to venture into diagnostics, others want to look into research, others want to go into academia, others may want to join supply chain, management, administration, politics, you name it. So you notice that if someone decides that they would want to go for diagnostics, as I said before, we have various labs that are open, that have placings, and that will obviously continue recruiting more people as the older staff retires, others leave to pursue other avenues and stuff like that. So you notice that we have private labs and government laboratories as well, which are going to be offering employment opportunities for professionals once they are done with their school. We are also going to have, we have a very good research-oriented facility in Zimbabwe. We have the African Institute of Biomedical Science and Technology, which is also known as AIBST, which takes some students and they mainly focus on research work, and they take scientists sometimes either for internship, for attachment, or even qualified scientists for their projects. We also have the Biomedical Research and Training Institute, which is also a research-oriented facility as well, which can also serve as a potential employer for those who would be interested in research. We also have other labs, such as the University of Zimbabwe Clinical Trials Research Center, which is mainly research-focused. So those who want to go into research, the opportunities are there. If somebody decides that they would like to go into academia, we have the University of Zimbabwe, the National University of Science and Technology, Africa University, and other universities as well. These universities, they provide MSc's, master's degree programs for those who would want to pursue a career in academia. So once you get your master's, you may then probably join the academic staff of the university and then be teaching there. That's an option. Those who would like to join supply chain, there are several companies which are doing laboratory equipment supplies and reagent supplies as well. We have IDU Medical, we have Pulse, we have MedSure, etc., etc. So those want to probably join the supply chain industry, they also have the opportunity to do that. Those who would also like to join administration and politics, the Minister of Health and Childcare in Zimbabwe, a branch of the government, also takes scientists sometimes. You notice that the former Minister of Health in the country was a scientist. And currently we have another scientist who is serving in the political space, his worship, the Minister of Justice and Justice, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs in Zimbabwe. He's also a scientist. It's called Mr. Ziyambi Ziyambi. Those are scientists. So you notice that, the opportunities are there. If somebody decides that they would like to work for non-governmental organizations, we have PSI, we have CDC, we have UNDP, etc., etc. So from a general perspective, we can say that the professional outlook looks very good, because as I mentioned, the opportunities for the various fields that one may want to pursue after their undergraduate, they are there. What I would say is another maybe the uncertain areas would be issues that are generally plaguing Zimbabwe as a whole, which would then become the economical and political instability that may be experienced in the country, and especially now that we may be nearing our election. Sometimes these periods get very difficult for the country as a whole. So you also notice that sometimes the economy of the country is up and down, as you've mentioned before. So that may be, those are probably the uncertain areas. And another issue is the issue of the brain drain that you mentioned, that you notice that most of the qualified people, some of them are leaving, most of them have left already. So it then just keeps raising a question that in the next 5, 10, 15 years, are we then going to have qualified, competent personnel to keep on training the next generation of scientists? Because those who are leaving are probably the ones that have the higher qualifications, than many years of experience under their belt. So you notice that with them leaving, it then leaves a gap where there's a void of training capacity in between those who are still at the beginner levels of their career and those who have reached the top of athlete. So I would say that those are mainly the uncertain areas or the areas of concern that we have at the moment. But if somebody decides that they would like to stay in Zimbabwe and they want to pursue any aspect or any field that is related to the medical laboratory sciences area and using their HPMLS degree as a stepping stone, I think they have the opportunity to do that, and they can find somewhere to go and develop their niche from there.
Well, thank you for painting that picture for us, Osco. Let's just change direction a little bit. So XAMLs obviously would be involved in coordinating a series of activities for students and others to participate in.
Yep.
Can you give us a sense of some upcoming events that you may have that we may want to share with the audience?
All right. So perhaps when I was mentioning the organization that we have professional relations with, I forgot to mention about our other student associations from across Africa, who we are also in contact with. We have relations with the NEMELSA, which is the Nigerian Medical Laboratory Sciences Students Association. We also have relations with the association in Ghana, the association in Tanzania, the association in Sierra Leone, and the association in Uganda as well. So as for the upcoming events, this came to mind because you asked about the coming events. There is Medical Laboratory Professionals Week that is going to be from the 24th of April to the 30th of April. So during this week, our first activity, which probably is going to benefit your whole audience who are listening, is going to be our first online international conference, which has been arranged by the Nigerian Association, in conjunction with all the other associations that I've mentioned before. So this has been a collaborative effort with the the student associations, Medical Laboratory Sciences Students Associations across Africa. So we're going to have a conference which is going to be mainly focusing on the students and the professionals as well, and generally just giving a scope of the medical laboratory sciences field, a global view of some sort. So we're going to have renowned speakers who are going to be joining us to be giving us talks over a series of 3 days. We will be sharing details. You can also find the details on the social media network that we're going to be providing soon. And maybe a bit more specific to us as XAMLES, as the Zimbabwean Association, we have a dinner that we are planning, where we are going to have the students, the professionals in Zimbabwe meeting and then networking and interprofessional relationship, relation building activity. And it's going to be basically the cap off for the week as well, where we hope we encourage the building of relations between the students and the professionals, and also for people to connect and link up together. We have also we are setting up a competition for laboratories in Zimbabwe, where they are going to be showcasing their laboratory staff as a way of appreciating them during this particular week. So they're going to be sharing with us their videos of what they do in their lab, what services they are offering, how they are doing it, and highlights on their stuff, basically. So you can also check for those videos on the Zimbabwe Association of Medical Laboratory Science Students social media networks as well. And in addition to that, we also are organizing a lab run, which is going to be a 5, 10, and 21 kilometer run for the medical laboratory professionals. So this we are mainly doing just to build public awareness for the profession as a whole, and to just get people talking about the profession, the scientists, what we do, and stuff like that. And also during the week, we are also going to open a lab tour of some sort, where we have written to participating lab, and we have asked them to open their lab to the public. So we are going to have open days, so to say, where we are going to have the public coming in for exhibits. They're going to come into the lab, they see what happens in the lab, what scientists do on a day-to-day basis, why they're important, and how exactly is it that they work, and how do they relate to the other health professionals, and how do they contribute to patient health. So all of these programs are going to be giving updates, and how they will be going through on our social media and networks as well. So it would be a good idea for all of those who are listening to maybe just take the time to follow us so that they keep up to date with our handles, and basically all our profiles are labeled Zimbabwe Association of Medical Laboratory Science Students. So you can find us on LinkedIn, you can find us on Facebook, you can find us on Twitter, you can find us on Instagram as well. So yeah. I can take a brief overview of what we have coming up in the near future.
That'd be great, Oscar. And we'll certainly make sure that all your social media contacts are placed in the notes of this podcast episode as well. If people would like to follow them, we'll give them direct links to do so. And lastly, Oscar, can you just describe, I've seen several posts online on wearing blue. Can you describe some of the initiative that you have in that space?
All right. So as an association, we have a Go Blue campaign that we have running. And this is an awareness campaign against antimicrobial resistance. So we have noticed that as the World Health Organization officially recognizes a week in November as the Go Blue Week, where the world is mainly focused on spreading awareness against antimicrobial resistance. But as an association, we realized that antimicrobial resistance is a big problem, and we believe that this should be something that should be ongoing. So as part of our efforts and our actions to try and keep the public informed about this new problem, we wear blue every first Monday of the month. So while if we do that, we then have a series of activities that we have planned for that particular month. So for example, for the Go Blue campaign for March, we were mainly using posters. So we got posters from the CDC, which we were distributing to our contacts, which we were distributing to our networks, to other people that we may see or work with as well, just so that we keep people sensitized about antimicrobial resistance, its dangers, why we should be scared of it, and what we can do as individuals, as communities, as health workers, to ensure that we slow down the spread of antimicrobial resistance. So every first Monday of the month, you notice that on our social media networks, we do post reminders that let's join us on this Go Blue event, and then we share the media for that particular month. And the main aim and the main goal is to just keep people talking about antimicrobial resistance, and to just let people know that it's a problem, and we can do something to slow it down. And at the current moment, I can say it's working. We've had several people. We have always been asking that, you know what, we always see you doing this. Why is it? Why are you doing this? What are you talking about? You know, explain to us in its terms. And we can say that we are very happy with the progress we've made, because that is generally the reason why we've been doing it, anyway, to just get the public talking and to get the people sensitized to this problem. So that is all about our Go Blue campaign. So the listeners can also join us in as well. On Monday the 4th, is it going to be the 4th? No, it's going to be Monday the 2nd of May. It's a first Monday of May, so we are going to have the Go Blue campaign then as well. So those who would like to join us, you just wear blue wherever you are, and you share your photos with us on our social media networks.
That'll be a great initiative, actually, Oscar. And I think it's also commendable to make sure that there's a consistency of the awareness over throughout the course of the year, as opposed to one day. Naturally, global efforts required a little bit of focus, so they kind of pick one day, 1 week, 1 month to emphasize things. But it's nice that that XAML has taken that on to make sure that the awareness is continuous for something that is significant to society. So that's a kudos to yourself and your organization for putting that together. So Oscar, as a final note, what we typically do with our guests is invite them to acknowledge others who've helped them on their professional career. You're obviously getting started in the profession, but I'd like to just invite you to recognize anybody that has helped support you along the way, or people who have supported XAMLs in particular. Now's a great time to recognize them, perhaps.
All right. So maybe I'll start with the association. So as an association, we've had some ups and downs throughout our history. But I would say that we've had this current administration, at least, has had quite a significant amount of support from various laboratories and other stakeholders in the country. So we've had support, as I've mentioned before, from the professional organizations. We've had support from labs such as Interpath, such as PSMI, such as Lancet as well. They've also supported us, Siemens MedLabs as well. So those have also been of great assistance to us. We've also gotten support from other companies which mainly focus on procurement and supply chain. So we've made sure we've had Pulse Technologies, we had ID Medical, those have been of great support. And we've also gotten support from other organizations such as the AfriSechi, which mainly focuses on gender and STEM studies. So they've also been a part of our program. They've also given us some financial assistance as well. And most importantly, the association has been supported by professionals who have been attending our programs, assisting us with the planning, and being there when we ask them to be. So when sometimes we gather as students, we ask them to give presentations, they are present, and we are very grateful for them for making the time to develop us as students. And maybe on a more personal note, without sounding a bit too cliche, I would say that my family and my friends, we are very many various places, have been of great support, and I've had a lot of people who have believed in me since the first day, and they've always stood by my side. If I would mention maybe just a few names in particular, I would say that Dr. Anaijo and Dr. Aaron Marambo, who are my lecturers at the university, those were the two people who more or less set me off on this journey. My application process was a bit complicated and different from most people, but those two personally invested their time and efforts into making sure that I got into the program and guiding me through the initial phases as well. And I've always had them close by, consulting them at every step, and having them by my side and helping me with most of the decisions that I make in the professional journey. So I'm quite grateful for them. It would be also, I would also like to appreciate and acknowledge the assistance of Mr. Vanda, Mr. Donald Vanda, who is also a lecturer, my lecturer at the college. He has been by my side since the earliest of days, and he's been mostly very supportive when it comes to my role as the president of the association, as he's also a former president of the other association. So he's been giving me quite some insights and valuable nuggets as to how I can lead this association, and operational support with the program, the planning, the connection, the leads, and everything that I may have needed. And I'd also like to appreciate my friends. I have quite a significant number, but I've had one who has always been with me since literally the first day of school. Her name is Tanyara Zonui. She has been my deskmate since first days of school, and she has been a great motivator to me. Sometimes, as students, you lose focus, you lose energy, but she's been one of those people who has always been there pushing me, saying, let's do this, let's work hard. This is our target for this year, let's do this. So I'm quite grateful for her as well. And lastly, and probably maybe most important, I'd like to acknowledge my mentor, Mr. Itai Chitungo, who has been very instrumental in developing me on a personal level and as a person. So we have sessions each and every, well, you know, time and again, where it helps me with my personal development, helps me with my academics, helps me with my leadership as well. And, you know, basically helping me to become a well-rounded student, a well-rounded scientist, a well-rounded human being as a whole. And maybe last year, I would also like to recognize the whole ZAMLES membership. These are the people who have allowed me to be their leader. They've voted me and trusted me with this role. And they've been supportive as well. You know, it would be pointless if I would plan programs for the association, but then no one turns up. So I would say that while the list is definitely not exhaustive, those are the people that I would say I would like to recognize and acknowledge on this particular episode.
Well, thank you very much for that, Oscar. And thank you for taking the time and educating us as well on the situation in Zimbabwe and the view from ZAMLES and certainly the events you come up. We support and encourage Open One to try to look into those events and attend them and support them best they can. And we'll make sure to get that out on our social media, but obviously we recommend that others do so as well and follow ZAMLES on the social media channels, which we'll make sure to put within our podcast description for this episode. So thank you very much for your time, Oscar. We look forward to hearing about you soon and seeing the progress that ZAMLES is making.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you for the viewers for listening. I look forward to more engagements in the future.
To make a suggestion of someone that would make a great guest or topic you would like to hear more about, please visit us at labop.org. That's labopp.org.